From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Tropical Storm Harvey is getting weaker as it moves north away from Texas and Louisiana, but it is leaving behind record-breaking floods, enormous destruction, and heartbreak that has grown hour by hour. The casualty toll continued to rise in Texas, where up to 30 deaths were blamed on the storm. Residents of Houston began to trickle back into a few neighborhoods where roads were passable to see what the storm had done. 14,000 National Guard troops were called to duty to help rescue efforts. Another 10,000 are on the way. Even as the storm weakened and began moving faster Wednesday, meteorologists said catastrophic and life-threatening floods could continue in Texas and Louisiana for the rest of this week. The U.S. President and his Defense Secretary issued divergent comments on Wednesday about how to respond to North Korea's advancing ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized, "The United States is never out of diplomatic solutions when it comes to dealing with North Korea." That comment was made after President Trump said that talking is not the answer. Mattis was responding to a question about Trump's tweet Wednesday morning on dealing with the threat of North Korea. The president said the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer. He said that a day after he said that all options are on the table for dealing with North Korea. This is VOA News. Iraq's main international border crossing with Jordan, a key trade route, officially reopened Wednesday after being officially closed for 3 years. Privately owned U.S. security firms will help guarantee safety along the 500-kilometer route from Baghdad to Amman, which goes through Iraq's Anbar province, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The deputy head of the Anbar Provincial Council, Falah Ali Sewi, told Al Hora TV recently that the provincial government was doing its utmost to reopen the key highway. He says that Anbar province is using part of its budget to reopen the highway and the crossing with Jordan, which is a lifeline for both Anbar and the country, and that its reopening to traffic will give a boost to the economy. Iraqi Interior Minister Qasem al-Araji inspected the highway and the border crossing several days ago, noting that the security situation appeared to be good. The Interior Minister says he has inspected all the key infrastructure along the route and that Iraq was intent on reopening all its border crossings. He says the Trebil crossing is vital to Iraq's economy. Iraq and Saudi Arabia recently reopened their land border, which had been closed since 1990. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Rains in Mumbai, India, had eased Wednesday, but meteorologists warn they may resume in the next 48 hours. At least 6 people died in the past few days in flooding caused by monsoons in India's financial capital. Torrential rains brought the city to a halt. With a population of over 20 million, the coastal city is the latest to be hit by floods, which have killed over 1,200 people this summer across India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. The fugitive leader of the Afghan Taliban renewed his call Wednesday for U.S. and NATO forces to leave the country. He said that would pave the way to peacefully resolve the armed conflict. The remarks came in a message to mark the coming Muslim festival of Eid el-Adha in a campaign to rally followers. He said the main obstacle in the way of peace is the occupation, referring to the presence of international forces in Afghanistan. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.